Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back here on Sports Talk, we're going to squeeze in a couple calls after I talk to Bobby. Just sit tight, Matt and BJ Ashish. The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, stepping in the radio huddle. Bobby, how'd you guys make out during the storm?
Well, you know, where I grew up in Cutoff, you know, I have that farm down there with my grandma. Well, I want to, you know, it's great to have friends, and I want to thank Robbie and Lisa Plaisance for going to check on the place. And the wind was humming out there. It blew out the garage. I have a screen porch. Obviously, the screen porch had some damage and the gutters. But overall, it was pretty good. The roof held up. And then now as far as, you know, Lakeshore, Christian, you know, what's crazy about it. I thought we weren't going to lose electricity. And, you know, I don't know what some people were dealing with, but I know here in Lakeshore, the eye was over us and the back end, it wasn't as long. You know, initially the winds are coming out the east and it shifted to the west and it was way more intense than the beginning of the storm. And that's when, I have a fence in my backyard. Part of that got in October. And then you just got just branches everywhere. But other than that, still don't have electricity. But, hey, the weather's awesome. And obviously you get a nice breeze going through the house. But I feel fortunate that neighbor lost, you know, a few shingles on the roof, some roof damage. But other than that, came out pretty good.
Bobby, getting off to LSU and Auburn, the chance that Miles Brennan playing doesn't look good. TJ Finley, how confident are you in him to lead LSU to a victory on the road in the Plains in Auburn?
Well, twofold. It's much more challenging playing the SEC road game and especially an opponent like Auburn. Now, you're not going to have that hostile environment like you're playing in the Swamp in Florida or at Auburn. Those are massive stadiums and fan bases that are loud, so you really won't have to deal with that. Now they do have some film on them. You know, it's one thing when you go play and no one has film on you. I think that's an advantage. So they could somewhat set up a game plan, but the key is going to be, and Coach O said this early in the week, the MVP of the game was the offensive line. You know, we all look at the skilled people, but the offensive line dominated the Gamecocks. Now, they can, I don't know, they'll do that against Auburn, but if they can and win in the trenches, I think LSU could pull off a victory at Auburn.
Saints and Bears Sunday afternoon. New Orleans favored by 4.5. And, Bobby, it's a defense that if the Saints can punch it in a few times in the red zone and win on third down, they should have a victory.
Well, Christian, the Bears are boy, so even their fan base, they only have two losses, but you would think, what, they're 5-2? You would think they're 2-5.
Yeah.
And it's because of their offense. And the one thing, we got to get after Nick Foles. And you can't let those big chunks, flash plays where we're not in his face and sacking him or not enabling him to throw those passes. Now, the one stud they have on offense, Christian, I think he's in the concussion protocol, Allen Robinson. He got hurt in the last game, and that guy's a stud. So he could blow the top off a defense. So with him not being available, this is a game the Saints should win. What, we won three straight. We should win four straight going into Tampa Bay. Their offense is amongst the worst in the NFL. They're just not productive at this day and age, Christian. They're 29th overall in yards per game. But this is what gets me. they're 27th, only scoring basically 19.5 points a game. Well, this could be a feel-good game for our defense, and it should be a confidence builder. Now, hopefully that's the case. And if we hold the Bears in the low 20s, I expect how efficient we are offensively to win the game. You know, even though the Bears have an outstanding defense, I still think against anyone we play, I'm not saying always in the 30s, but we can score at least in the high 20s. And I think if the Saints don't shoot themselves in the foot, and obviously the Bears could be opportunistic, you know, be plus one and don't be in that minus side in a turnover margin when the game's over and the Saints come out on top. So I expect them to be 4-0. Four straight wins going into that Tampa game. And Christian, they got to get off to a fast start. That's the key. Get off to a fast start like you did against Carolina, and you kind of go from there. And the one thing, you cannot give the game to the Bears because they can be opportunistic and take that football away. And hopefully, as a defense, we can come up with a few turnovers, or a couple at least.
Bobby, thanks, man. Have a good weekend.
All right, Christian. Everything went good with you or what?
No, I got power. I just got power about 12 o'clock this afternoon. I'm good.
Well, you're going to like this. So I'm here raking in the yard, picking up stuff probably about 2 hours ago. And this couple passes by and they go, Bobby Hebert. I say, hey, what's up? How you doing? Like, goes, you got power? And I said, no. And they look so, like, dejected. They go, well, Bobby Hebert don't got power. I know we ain't getting it.
Like, you can make, like Bobby, like, you're going to make some call to Entergy and be like, hey, I'm Bobby Hebert. Why, give me some power and skip everybody else. That certainly wouldn't happen.
Right. I can't believe it was like some hood act. They passed by and they asked me that.
Yeah.
I said, no, I don't have power. Then they drove off dejected. They go, well, if you don't have power, no, we ain't getting it.
You're just like everybody else in this situation, Bobby.
Exactly. All right, K-Dog.
Take care, Bobby.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.